You can scream and shout with all your might.
Now you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space, this ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass or either Trump and Fuhrer's caucus or the to keep it company. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. You can go fuck yourself. Yes, you can. Now, you may need government assistance to do that. You might need a vaccination in order to fuck yourself. Nonetheless, though, you can do it, because the corporations will provide you with the vaccinations from the cradle to the grave. Remember, guys, that vaccination is totally safe, 100% safe. It's been tested, safe. Vitamin D, on the other hand, vitamin D is toxic, and you don't need any more vitamin D in your body. Anyone who tells you that you should have vitamin D inside your body, they have no idea what they're talking about. Vaccinations, totally good. Get your vaccinations here. Get your vaccinations here. Guaranteed to cure what ails ya. Get your vaccinations here. Vaccinations. Hey, Christmas is coming up. Happy Christmas, everybody. You enjoying being locked down? I hope you are. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do a... I think for, because Christmas is Friday. Am I right? Is Christmas Friday? It is. I had to go over and look at the calendar. Christmas is on Friday. I should do a Wuhan Christmas special because I got a bunch of Wuhan stuff. All right. I think I'm going to do that. I think we're going to do a Wuhan Christmas special. I'll actually prepare for it and everything. But famous, yeah, sure. Yeah, right, you will. Great one. Of course you will. Kind of like this episode where I'm just going off the cuff. So I still got a pile of paper in front of me. We did pretty good in that previous episode. I got to admit, this one, I noticed that there is a trend with the pieces of paper that I have left over here. And it seems to mostly be about women's. Let's start off with a little bit of stuff that's not about women's. Technology, once again, technology. Search engines. Google versus DuckDuckGo. Now, here's the thing. So I recommend that you use DuckDuckGo. I talk about DuckDuckGo every now and then, blah, blah, blah. Google is good for some things. DuckDuckGo is DuckDuckGo. We're just calling it Duck from now on because I am not going to sit here and say Duck. Duck, go, over and over. Okay, so you had Google and Duck. Google is good for some things. And Duck is good for some things. Because sometimes I'll try to search for something on Duck, and I can't, it's just not giving me what I want. And Google will give me what I want. Such as, like a lot of times when I'm looking for statistics or something. Duck doesn't do very good with that. But here's where Duck does a good job. When I first heard about America's frontline doctors, so that's those group of doctors that they're attempting to combat the misinformation about Wuhan and all this other stuff. They're right-wing conspiracy theories. They're racist. That's what they are. Okay, so that's all you need to know. So I wanted to know, did they have a website where I could see some information about them, so I could decide for myself whether or not they were racist. So I go to Google and I type in America's Frontline Doctors, and the entire first page is links to articles attacking them for being right-wing conspiracy theory racist. Okay. I go to Duck, I type in America's Frontline Doctors, the first result that comes up is the American Frontline Doctors website. I could not remember at one point the URL for the Northwest Front. Should I talk about the Northwest Front a little bit here? I got to talk about them more because I think I want to do a podcast in a little more depth about them. Okay, here's the short version. You know the Free State Project, right? Trying to get libertarians, otherwise known as dope-smoking child molesters, to move to New Hampshire. So the Northwest Front was a white nationalist organization based in Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. Or is it Iowa? What the fuck is next to those? Idaho or Iowa? Jesus Christ. Great one. Are you an idiot? Iowa. Right? Yeah, Iowa. Boy, I feel like a dumbass now. I am a dumbass. But based in Northwest United States, hence they called themselves the Northwest Front. And they are no longer in existence because, as the guy running it discovered, it's hard to be a white nationalist, and he gave up. Okay, so that's neither here nor there. But at one time, because they're also there, they were, because they don't exist anymore, unless somebody has refounded the organization, which I rather doubt, they were attempting to recruit people to move to the Northwest area of the United States. And since I was looking around to get the fuck out of Fort Collins, I'm looking at my options, and I thought, well, I should investigate these people. And right about, like, literally Hitler, like, when I decided to contact them and start getting more information, I discovered that that's when I discovered the organization ceased to exist, like, literally Hitler, 2 days prior to that. But once again, here's the relevant part to Google and DuckDuckGo. I don't know what their website is. It's probably northwestfront.com or northwestfront.org or something like that. But the point is, I don't know what it is. So I go to Google, I type in Northwest Front, and I get 10 results of links to articles talking about how racist and right-wing conspiracy theory the Northwest Front is. I go to Duck, I type in Northwest Front, the first link that comes up is the Northwest Front website. So Duck has its uses. Google has its uses, Duck has its uses. But also, it just illustrates to you the view of the world that normies have. Once again, think about a person. Think about the people who get all of their information about the outside world through the filter of CNN and Google. And to a certain extent, when you see how stupid these people are, it's understandable. The fact that the average normie has given such complete control of all the information they receive about the outside world to CNN and Google. And then what I really love is when these same fucking idiots came to me and they come to me and they claim that I'm informed. All right, let's transition into a bunch of pieces of paper here that have notes about women. Oh, wait, let's do this. Scott Adams, we got to pick on Scott Adams some more. because I haven't done that in a while. I said I was going to do more picking on Scott Adams for his book, Loser Think, in which he tells you not to do your own research, just like the mainstream media. Don't do your own research. You know, these issues, some of these things are just too complicated for you to do your own research. You just need to trust the experts. And the best part is when other places in the book, he tells you not to trust the experts, because for every expert you find that has one opinion A, you'll find an expert that has the opinion not A. So you're not supposed to trust the experts, according to Scott Adams, but you're also not supposed to do your own research. I guess you're just supposed to Google it and believe whatever comes up first. So Scott Adams did this bit. I think this was on his podcast, because I've listened to a whopping, I think it's 2 episodes of his podcast. Or was this in the book? I can't remember for sure. Wherever the fuck it was, and hopefully I haven't talked about this before and bore you to death. Scott Adams has this plan. He thinks, here's how we solve the healthcare problem. He thinks that the government should levy a tax. Oh, stop. Hold it. We're going to solve a problem with taxes. Oh, boy. And see, this is the great original ground-shaking fucking thought process that you get when you turn to a cartoonist for intellectual activity, right? There are some realms in which Scott Adams has given, I think, very good advice. Some of it's worked out for me. But when it comes to something like this, he needs to sit down and shut up. So his revolutionary idea is taxation, because no one's come up with that before. We have taxes now, they haven't solved any problems. But see, Scott Adams knows how to fix this. So here's how he wants to do this. By the way, I'm going to say this. You're going to think this is really stupid. I'm not making this up, just so you know. I have enough creativity to write brilliant, brilliant songs. Like dystopian Wuhan Wonderland. Because Wuhan strikes when you don't know it. No, that's not the one. See, I don't know the words to my own song. Wuhan strikes when least expected. And you don't know if you're infected. A new normal of fear is what we have here. Dystopian Wuhan Wonderland. I haven't listened to my album yet today. I should do that. Great one. Do you listen to your own album? I actually do. Yes, it's fucking brilliant. I'm a genius. It's almost as genius as Frank Cervi's review of my album, which is a comic masterpiece. Both of them, my album is a comic masterpiece. His review of my album is a comic masterpiece. You put those two things together, you got a double comic masterpiece. Except it doesn't just double, it like quadruples. It's a quadruple comic masterpiece. You throw some volleyball girls in there, and bam, you got a party. Speaking of parties, now Scott Adams is going to party down and solve the healthcare crisis. So here's his plan. The government is going to implement a tax. The money from the tax to go specifically to paying for healthcare, because that works, right? Having a tax, not just having a tax solves problems, but when you have a tax and the money from the tax is supposed to go to one specific thing and only one specific thing, we know that the government always just uses the money for the one specific thing they're supposed to use it for. That works really effectively. But wait, it gets better. It gets dumber. It gets even dumber. Scott Adams says the government raise a tax specifically to fund healthcare, and the tax should be levied upon the alphabet corporations like Facebook and whoever else we're going to, you know, who are the Instagram and all these other things. That's the same thing. Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, Amazon, okay? And here's the reason. Because Scott Adams thinks that because I got to figure out how to explain this because it doesn't make any sense, but I got to explain it so that it makes sense. Okay, Scott Adams, as we talked about in a previous episode, he thinks that having information solves problems. He doesn't understand that you have to use the information to do something. He has this weird idea that we could solve healthcare problems because we just have so much information, right? We talked about this. Like if we took everybody's healthcare information, if we monitored everybody's health all the time, like if you had a device on you that constantly monitored your respiration and your heartbeat and all this other stuff, and all this information was available on everybody all the time, and you put it into a computer, that we could somehow magically solve the health problem, which we don't need, because we have the information. People are fat and people are lazy and people eat shitty diets. We have the information to know why there's a problem. Not a problem. We have the information to know why there are so many unhealthy people. Okay? It's not Wuhan. The reason there are so many people who are not healthy is because of the shit that they eat, their lack of fucking exercise. But Scott thinks that if we just had enough information, we would be able to fix all of this bad health. So his proposal is based on this. And his thing is, so we put the tax on the Facebook and all these other social medias and all these, basically the companies that have information about you. And then this is going to incentivize, that's the word I was looking for, incentivize those companies to do things to improve health so that the government will then subsequently lower the tax. Yes, yes, you heard that right. Scott Adams actually thinks the government will lower taxes. So in his world, this is what's going to happen. Let me explain it this way. I know I'm not explaining this very well, but it doesn't make sense. This is what Scott Adams thinks will happen. Let's do it this way. The government taxes Amazon and Facebook and Google and says we're using this money to pay for people's healthcare. And then it does that. So then Amazon and Google and Facebook get together and say, well, wow, we really want to pay fewer taxes. So then they will go forth. I'm not making this up. This is what Scott Adams actually thinks. Those companies will go forth and they will figure out ways and pioneer ways because they're such geniuses, right? The people at Google are geniuses. They can't tell me what the fucking website for America's frontline doctors are, but they're geniuses, right? Those geniuses will all go forth and figure out ways to make people healthier so that the amount of money that needs to be spent on healthcare will go down so that the government will subsequently lower the taxes that are being levied specifically to pay for healthcare, and then Amazon, Facebook, and Google will pay less taxes. I'm not making that up because I'm not stupid enough to make that up. Scott Adams actually thinks that will work. Has Scott Adams never heard of the tax code, 90% of which is loopholes that corporations use to not pay taxes? If Google wants to pay less tax, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much the government raises taxes on Google. Google just fucking moves its assets to another fucking country. Google is not going to pay more taxes, and Google is sure as hell not going to figure out how to make fat people stop being fat and unhealthy in order to pay fewer taxes. They don't need to. They pay fewer taxes anyway. And even if they did, when has the government ever said, well, we raised this tax to pay for education, but now the kids are so smart, we don't need it anymore. I mean, when has the government ever rolled back? Remember, the income tax is just a temporary thing to pay off those debts from the war, right? When has the government rolled back a fucking tax? The fuck is this guy smoking? Nothing else. It is entertaining. All right, speaking of entertaining, let's hit some notes on the women's here. Here's what I have scribbled on a piece of paper. I think we're going to do it like that. Here's what I have scribbled on a piece of paper. You don't have a girlfriend. Same insult, but different meaning from men versus women slash betas. You'll notice that both men and women, and betas, which are the third gender, beta males are the third gender. I'm scratching some notes. Give me a second here. Because I think this really needs to go into the CLSology. Men, women, and betas will all insult men with the, well, you don't have a girlfriend, right? Women go to this almost immediately, right? Some man, something, whatever, say, well, you'll never get a girlfriend with that attitude. I bet you've never had a girlfriend. Men do the same thing. It's like I'm telling you, hey, guys, why don't you stop playing fucking, oh, wait, I'm talking about myself now. Why don't you stop playing computer games? Why don't you stop playing Star Wars online all fucking day and go get a girlfriend? Oh, you a loser? You can't get a girlfriend, right? Men say that to each other, too. But see, here's where it's different. When a man says to another man, hey, dude, well, you can't get a girlfriend or what? What we mean by that is, hey, George, have you not worked on yourself sufficiently and lifted weights enough and eaten the correct diet and learned some skill sets and got some social skills and got a little bit of game and, you know, not go out and be social and meet people and chat some girls up and, you know, and talk to some girl and impress her at least a little bit that she'll date with you? Like, are you so much of a loser? Have you done so little with yourself? Have you worked on yourself so little that you can't go out and attract a woman to then shoot your cum inside of? Or on her, if you just want to like get it in her hair and stuff like that, which is totally cool. I'm all right with that. Whereas when a woman or a beta male says to a man, you don't even have a girlfriend. You'll never get a girlfriend, right? What they mean is, what they're saying to that man is, you are not servicing a woman. You are not providing for a woman. You are not giving your attention and your resources and your money and your time to a woman. And since you are not serving a woman by providing things for her, that means you have no value. Right? When a man says to another man, yeah, you can't even get a girlfriend, he's saying that the man has no value. Or rather, he's saying that man has not created, am I saying this right? You guys know I'm making this up as I go along, right? Just checking. How do I express this? I know what I'm trying to say, I'm just not saying it. When a man says to another man, you're never gonna get a girlfriend, what he means is you need to do more work on yourself to make yourself more valuable so that you can have things you want, like shooting your cum on a woman. When a woman or a beta male says to a man, you're never going to get a girlfriend like that, what they mean is you're never going to mean anything to society because meaning something to society from their perspective means providing for and servicing females. Right? I think maybe I figure out how to say this. To a man, saying to another man, you're never gonna get a girlfriend like that, is saying you're not enough of a man to own a woman. Oh, this, I've got it. You guys just witnessed brilliance right now. Hold on, I gotta write this down. Because I am such a, see, it took 35 fucking minutes of me tripping over my own words and my own thoughts, but I have distilled this. I've distilled it. When a man says to a man, you don't even have a girlfriend, what he's saying is, you are not man enough to own a woman. When a woman or a beta male says, you don't even have a girlfriend, to a man, what they mean is, you are not good enough to be owned by a woman. And that, my friends, is a fundamental worldview difference that truly, that separates. This is it, because this is what I'm looking. This is what separates men from women / betas. Men approach women from the perspective that men own women. Women and betas approach this from the perspective that women own men. And whichever perspective you have, that's how you know which side you're on. All right, continuing with the women's. Screwfly solution. You guys may recall, I've talked about this in the past. I also posted the podcast reading of this story in other people's podcasts. It's called The Screwfly Solution. If you have not read or heard the story, I do suggest you do. I said it's written by a woman. It's a little bit long-winded, but it's a good take. And so here's the thing. Real quick recap. Aliens infect the human species with whatever it is. Maybe it's the Wuhan virus. I don't know. It's a Wuhan virus. It's a novel coronavirus. Let's go with that. It's a novel coronavirus that reroutes the male neurochemistry such that when men become sexually aroused, instead of banging women, they bang women, like violently. So men are killing all the women. And the reason the aliens are doing this is, of course, to get rid of the human species so they can move in and take over the planet Earth. Oh, shit, I just gave away the end of the story. Now you don't need to listen to it. So here's what I wrote down on this piece of paper. Femistatism is a disease that turns women hostile to men. They may not kill them, but the women destroy the men's lives and render themselves infertile. So see, here's the parallels between the screwfly solution story and feminism. In the screwfly solution, men are infected with something that causes them to be hostile to women, and in the process of this hostility to women, renders the species sterile, so it does not reproduce. Feminism, brace yourself, guy, because this is brilliant. This is brilliance coming at you. Feminism creates a situation in which women are hostile to men, and through that hostility, they cease reproducing and thus render the species, in this case, white people, infertile. Feminism is literally Hitler, a disease which causes infertility in the groups that it infects. Femistatism is literally Hitler, an infertility-causing disease. Maybe it's a retrovirus. Maybe it's a coronavirus. Maybe it's the novel coronavirus. I don't know. Maybe it's a novel Wuhan virus. Speaking of viruses, let's do Lauren Southern. I mean, not literally. I don't want to do Lauren Southern. She was attractive at one time, I thought, but God, she hit the wall hard and fast. So this was something I was going to do back when I had access to my Twitter account, which I'm still locked out of, so everybody stop sending me messages at Twitter. I get notifications. I got messages, but I can't read them, so just stop, guys. Also, whoever you are that sent me the message on Facebook, I can tell you don't listen to this podcast because I've said before I don't check messages on Facebook. I log into Facebook about twice a year, and I'm not logging into Facebook just to read your message. The email address for people who listen to the podcast, which is not anywhere on the website, because I don't need spam. I don't need just fucking SJWs who show up and find the email address and send me an email. I hate you. Well, how many podcast episodes do you listen to? None. Then how do you know you hate me? I'm not saying, once again, I mean, if you hate me because you've listened to the podcast and you disagree with me, that's great. But if you've never fucking listened and you just want to fucking say you hate me because of whatever that you saw on the web, fuck you. Believe you me, I love being hated. I'm totally okay. I cherish being hated. I thrive on your hatred. Send me your fucking hate, guys. I can feel the dark side coursing through my fucking veins. For those of you listening to the podcast, you know the email address is God, that is rescue for baby spelled backwards, G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com on the earwaves. Lauren Southern. So Lauren Southern posted this thing on Twitter a while back about how 30-year-old women can be objectively beautiful, which is hilarious because I'm pretty sure that there is no such thing as objective beauty standards for women. For men, yes, but for women, well, there are no objective beauty standards because we all know that big is beautiful. You can be fabulous at any size. Fat is fabulous. Old is 40 is fabulous. 50 is fabulous. And I got into a little bit with her, which I usually don't do that on Twitter. I don't do anything on Twitter anymore, but I usually don't bother with that on Twitter. It's hilarious. And what? Hold on, let me look at my notes here. Because she launched into how happily married she is. And I pointed out, okay, here's the thing. All right, let me start here. Looking at my scribbling notes. She posted a tweet about how men talking about how women hit the wall is, quote, a cope, unquote. Now, I don't know what this cope thing is. If this is another fucking woman lingo talk, like when women say people have issues. Yeah, I don't really get these women, like issues. You have issues of a magazine. I've never used the word issues in the way women use it in my life. I say you have problems. I say you have neurochemical imbalances. But I never say to anybody, you have issues. So apparently Lauren Southern thinks that men talking about women hitting the wall is a cope. Now, I'm not really sure what a cope is supposed to mean. I'm going to attempt to extrapolate this. I'm going to assume, which is dangerous, that it means it's a way of men coping with something. And again, we see here the bizarre chasm between the way men view the world and women view the world, okay? Men talk about women hitting the wall because women hit the wall. Men talk about putting gasoline in a vehicle because you have to put gasoline in the vehicle. Men talk about brewing coffee because coffee has to be brewed. I mean, what? I mean, what? Men talk about guns because you have to... I don't even know how to explain this, okay? We're talking about women hitting the wall because women hitting the wall is a real thing, right? We talk about divorce rate because it's a real thing. We talk about reality. We don't make up words and phrases like a cope and issues and gender pronouns and non-binary, right? We talk about things that are real. Women hit the wall. It's a fact. We're not coping with anything. Women hit the wall. So my question to Lauren would have been, is, whatever, why are you so concerned with the fact that men are aware that women hit the wall if you are, as you stated in some of your tweets there, happily married? And this is where this whole thing gets more important than just the cope. The cope is just weird. So we got Lauren claiming that she's happily married, and I predicted on Twitter, I got this on the prediction page, that she will be divorced, I don't know, what did I say, 6 years or something? It's on the website. You go, it doesn't matter. We'll say 6 years for the sake of argument. And of course, there's a little bit of indignation from Lauren and some of her beta male followers and all this other shit. About, that. My favorite was, how would you wish this upon someone? Okay, look, once again, okay, here we go. This explains it. I said Lauren Southern is going to be divorced in 6 years. And some woman on Twitter says, why would you wish that upon somebody? You know, you're a terrible person. Okay, girls, See, this is a perfect example of how, once again, men watch The Hunger Games and they see a mediocre movie with an actress who's a 6 on a good day. Women watch The Hunger Games and they see a documentary. When I say Lauren Southern is going to be divorced in 6 years, or whatever I said, it's on the website, on the predictions page. I'm not wishing this upon Lauren Southern. First of all, wishing doesn't work. Wishing, much like hope, is not a process. Watch this. Hold on. I'm going to do a double scientific experiment. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Actually, not only that, this is no bullshit. I am right this moment actually wearing scrubs and a lab coat that I used to wear when I worked in biomedical research with biological weapons, you know, where we didn't put fabric over our faces to protect ourselves from the viruses we worked with that, if they were released into the population, within 14 days would kill 90% of the people who were infected by them. But I mean, I don't know. They're obviously not as deadly as the novel Wuhan virus. I don't know how I'm still alive. I mean, considering how much vitamin D I have in my blood, and considering that for those 8 years, I never one time put any magic fabric over my face, I don't know how I've survived. I've got to be dead. I have to be dead. There's no way I'm alive. I have to be dead. All right, anyway, back to the people who should be dead. Lauren Southern, Canadian. Once again, Canadians, shut up about American politics. Just please shut up. We'll make an exception for Frank Cervi. The rest of you, if you're a Canadian, will you just shut the fuck up? I understand. Maybe this is how Canadians cope, to quote Lauren Southern, to the fact that no one gives a shit about their politics because they're a bunch of goddamn losers. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. Just spitballing. What was I talking about? Lauren Southern, marriage. Okay, experiments, because I'm wearing a lab coat. I am wearing a lab coat right now. I'm like a scientist. This is my priestly garb. I'm going to do an experiment. Here we go. Double experiment. I am going to wish and hope that the CSU women's volleyball team will knock on my front door in the next 10 seconds. And when I open the door, they're going to say, great one, we want to have your children. Okay, here we go. I'm going to wish and I'm going to hope for it. All right, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. It'd be hilarious if someone knocked on the door right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10 seconds. CSU women's volleyball team did not show up. I wished and I hoped at the same time. Not a fucking process. Okay? So I was not wishing for Lauren Southern to get divorced because, number one, I am a man. Men do not engage in wishing or hoping because wishing and hoping are not processes, right? Backhanding your woman when she says, I want to play a bard in the D&D session, that is a process. I was stating not just a fact, I was stating the obvious. Lauren Southern will be divorced within whatever time frame I said, because Lauren Southern is used to getting shit tons of attention from a crap ton of beta males on the internet and in real life. Now, let's say she really is married, because there's already doubt as to whether or not she really has a kid or not. Let's say she really is married. She's either married to a beta male, or she's married to an actual alpha. Now, here's the thing. If she's married to an actual alpha, he's not going to put up with her attention whoring on the internet. and traveling around and making her documentaries, which apparently in Lauren's world is a code phrase for having sex with lots of different men. So if she's married to an alpha, he's not going to put up with this shit, and he's going to divorce her. Now, it's unlikely she's married to an alpha. Most likely she's married to a beta. She's married to a beta. He is going to put up with Lauren surrounding herself by other betas and having all this attention lavished on her and all this other stuff. And eventually, she's going to lose her attraction to him because women don't remain sexually and romantically attracted to beta males for extended periods of time. Especially because if there's any initial attraction for a woman to a beta male, it's because she can extract resources from him. But of course, all women eventually figure out, well, hold on, I can divorce him and still get half of the resources I'm getting now and go fuck other men. So why wouldn't I just do that? And so I'm not coping, and I'm not hoping, and I'm not wishing when I say that Lauren Southern is going to be divorced in X number of years. It's just a fact. A woman that is as conditioned and used to receiving beta orbital attention as she is not going to be able to stay married. Because in a small percentage of the times, similar situations to hers, the man is not going to put up with it because he's too alpha. Not only that, she's getting older. I mean, in 6 years, she's going to be hitting the wall. Once again, if he's an actual alpha, he's going to dump her for a younger model who doesn't have all the baggage and all the issues and all the coping. And if he's a beta, she's going to dump him because she's just going to get tired of his weakness. And she's going to have this plethora of other betas that are available to her. And even though they're betas, some of them are going to be less beta than the beta she's married to. All right, so my prediction of Lauren Southern's divorce has nothing to even do with Lauren Southern in specific, and it sure as fucking hell has nothing to do with what I wish or hope or desire or want. Once again, it goes back to my analogy. If I say to you, hey, Dwayne, if I take you and I throw you into the water, you're going to get wet. Okay, I'm just describing to you what's going to happen. Lauren Southern is going to be divorced in X number of years. It has nothing to do with what I want. I'm describing to you what's going to happen. Joseph Biden is going to be sworn in as president of the United States. It has nothing to do with what I want. I'm telling you what is going to happen. Women don't understand this, nor do beta males. Then some beta male jumped in. So I got to remember to put his picture in the show notes because I said I was going to do this before and I never did it. Let me write this down. Picture of beta with muzzle. And in his profile photo, it's got this picture of him with his fucking muzzle. He's got one of those muzzles that I call it a neck warmer. It's the thing you put around your neck to keep your neck warm, but he's got it pulled up over his face like a muzzle. And I made fun of him for having a muzzle. And he writes back, "That's not a muzzle, you manlet. That's a neck warmer," or something like that. I'm pretty sure I have a picture of this tweet. It'll be in the show notes. And my only point here is this. So this is the beta male orbital that is following Lauren Southern around on the internet and jumping in to defend her. This is a man who has a neck warmer pulled up over his nose, and he says that it's a neck warmer. He literally, Hitler, does not know which part of his anatomy is his neck and which part is his nose. You don't put a neck warmer over your mouth and your nose. That's a fucking muzzle. He's literally wearing a Wuhan muzzle. There is a picture of him wearing a Wuhan muzzle on the internet where everybody can see it, and he is denying that he is wearing a Wuhan muzzle. That's beta, right? I mean, that's beta. Once again, men, we do stupid shit, but we don't sit here and pretend we didn't do stupid shit. Someone gave me a great one. The other day, did you waste 12 hours playing Star Wars? Yes. Yes, I did. I'm not going to lie about it. But beta males, dude, you're wearing a fucking muzzle. No, I'm not. It's a neck warmer. No, you have it over your mouth and your nose. You're wearing a fucking muzzle. Your disconnect with reality is what makes you a woman, okay? Not the vagina. The vagina helps, but it's the disconnect from reality that makes you a fucking woman. Let me see if I got anything else on this page. There's a lot of notes on this page. All right. Lauren Southern engages in weird cope. At 21, thoughts know they can take the man from a 30-year-old woman. As they close in on 30, they have to start building their offense. Yes. That's Lauren Southern's coping mechanism. As she gets older and she approaches the wall, you know, that thing that men talk about because it exists, women change their behavior. Women do things. They go on Twitter and they start putting out tweets like, women can be objectively beautiful even after they're 30 years old. Right? No, like 19-year-old hottie is on the internet writing things like 30-year-old women are objectively beautiful. Okay, when you go on the internet, and if you're a woman, I don't know why you do this. I don't know why you do this. If you were a man, you wouldn't. If you're a woman and you go on the internet and you write something like, women who are over the age of 30 can be objectively beautiful, that is a clear indicator to any man who has brain cells that you have just realized you're getting old. Because women who are young and hot, that is the farthest thing from their mind. Women don't understand themselves, thus the notion they can understand others, men slash groups or individuals, is ridiculous. Women wanting to be therapists, doubly so. All right, so there we go. All right, so how does this relate to Lauren? I don't know, but I'll figure something out because I got to, you know, I'm making this shit up as I go along. Women don't understand themselves. I mean, when she's on the internet talking about how women over the age of 30 can be objectively beautiful, I don't think she has a clue that she's only doing that because she's just figured out that she's getting old. And she's just figured out that she's hitting the wall. And so the problem isn't her hitting the wall. The problem is men talking about the wall, right? And this is why women can't self-diagnose. Women can't diagnose others. You know, every time I see a woman who wants to be a therapist, it is just laughable. And God, you go on the dating sites. Oh, man, I got to do a fucking series about the fucking dating sites. You go on the date and all these fucking women, and not just women, but women who are like genderqueer and polyamorous and have bipolar disorder, they all want to be therapists. There's so many of them. There's so goddamn many of them. And the more broken they are, like as you read the profile, you can, and you're just like, okay, I bet this one wants to be a therapist. And sure enough, that or they want to work with children. Oh my God, they're so fucking broken. They're just, once again, I'm not saying men aren't broken. I'm saying we know that we're broken, right? I mean, like Aaron Clary, he knows that he's a homosexual. He knows this. I mean, Bacon, goddamn Bacon, he knows he's a dipshit that doesn't have an RSS feed on his website. I mean, Frank Cervi, the man wrote this hilarious fucking side-splitting, this is not an exaggeration, side-splittingly fucking hilarious review of 6 Feet from Christmas, the hit Christmas album from the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian site. But he knows that he's a Canadian and he's working on it. One day he may be able to overcome his disability. He doesn't lie to himself. He doesn't wake up in the morning and go, I'm Frank Servi and I'm an American. I'm Frank Servi and I'm, well, actually being French would be a step down from Canadian. I'm Frank Servi and I'm German. No, he knows. He knows he's a Canadian. Lauren is used to beta males by the hundreds throwing themselves in front of bullets for her. Well, see, there you go. Once again, this is a woman who, she's on the internet. She is lit, what I just said. She's used to hundreds of beta males throwing themselves in the path of incoming mean tweets like mine. How is she going to stay married to one man when she's used to having that sort of servicing from it? Marrying Lauren Southern is like marrying a porn star. Literally. Okay. A porn star, you marry this woman, she's had over 1,000 cocks inside of her. Lauren Southern has had the undivided attention of well over 1,000 beta males. How long do you think one man is going to be good enough for her? Okay, once again, that's nothing to do with what I want or wish or hope. I'm telling you a fucking psychological fact about the human condition. She has gotten so much attention over her short life from so many men that she is not, her neurochemistry is not capable of spending the rest of her life with one fucking man. It has nothing to do with me. It just has to do with reality. And if she is so happily married, why does she care about the wall? I mean, if she's happily married and this man loves her, well, then the existence of the wall doesn't fucking matter, does it? Because he's going to keep loving her even after she slams into the wall. Except, of course, that if he's an alpha, he's not. And that, my friends, was the sound of the Great One being right. God, I'm fucking good. Great One, what are you going to do now? I'm going to go to Disneyland. Actually, I'm not. I'm probably going to go play Star Wars. You know, because I can't get a girlfriend.